Yesterday, the HSE warned that salary top-ups for hospital executives and healthcare providers must end within 3 months. It's a move that could be subject to a legal challenge, according to many observers. I'm joined by Susan Mitchell, who writes about health for the Sunday Business Post. Good morning to you, Susan. Is this kind of an expression or an aspiration by the HSE, or will they come in with a crackdown and maybe reduce payouts or grant amounts to the relevant hospitals or other bodies if they don't get the results they want?
Well, that's certainly what they're saying at the moment, Sean. You know, they've given the various different hospitals and healthcare organisations 3 months within which they must comply. And what the HSE is mooting at the moment is funding cuts. So it is saying that there's a possibility that it will reduce the funding of these organisations if they don't comply, and appears to be looking at capital projects so that they wouldn't affect frontline services.
They say that the different ways that the allowances could be removed include getting the agreement of the employee, determining if the payment was discretionary and not contractual, seeing it if it was time-specific or whether it was governed by the right of the employer to remove it, and so forth. But if they don't manage to catch people using one or other of those methods, you know, are they seriously going to penalise institutions which are tied by contracts?
Well, I think it's going to prove very difficult. Some of these allowances or additional payments have been paid for years, if not decades, in some of these institutions. And as far as the employees, or some of these employees are concerned, they never realised they were doing anything wrong in some cases. They just thought that this was part of their contractual arrangement with whichever hospital or healthcare organisation they worked. And the report itself actually acknowledges that the HSE and the department are not the employers, and said the agencies themselves must take ownership of the implementation of these decisions. And the suggestion, you know, about getting consent of individuals or imposing changes by issuing revised contracts, I think that's somewhat aspirational. I think there's going to be, I think this could prove a legal minefield for the HSE.
We see some of the amounts mentioned, for instance, 51,617 in the case of the Director of Postgraduate Medical Education at St James's in Dublin. Also, Talla Hospital, 33,000 of an allowance to its chief executive. Beaumont, a chief executive's allowance of 18,000 and so forth. But if all those amounts were totted up, Susan, what would the saving be? I suppose the HSE would say that's not really the point.
Well, I think the HSE would definitely say that's not the point. The point is that the principle at stake here. But you're right. I mean, in total, the allowances come to just over 1 million, I think. So it's a relatively small amount. And some of the allowances, you know, you mentioned there, the one of just over 51,000 for an employee at St James's Hospital, the smallest was 1,000. So there's a huge, you know, difference between. I mean, they range from 1,000 to 51,000, and some of them really are not huge figures here. We're not talking about hundreds of thousands or anything like that for any individual.
And is it the case that most of the allowances go to not so much administrators but to clinicians?
Many of the allowances are indeed going to clinicians, that they all specifically stated in their business cases to the HSE what the allowances were for. So typically they were for, say, people taking on additional lecturing duties, chairing medical boards at hospitals, doing additional administrative duties at the hospitals. But I suppose the bottom line is that the government's policy on public pay states that these hospitals and healthcare organisations cannot supplement approved rates of remuneration for staff, whether that's with exchequer funding or non-exchequer sources of income. So as far as the HSE and the Department of Health is concerned, that's the bottom line.
And have they spelled out in detail whether that, if they do decide in a situation where the institution, be it a hospital, let's just say, Susan, fails to get the agreement of an employee to this top up, is it just that amount that's going to be taken from their capital project, or is, in other words, is there going to be some element of proportionality?
The HSE hasn't actually stated that yet, but. You know, I think this is going to be a real issue for the HSE, because John McGuinness, who is the chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, you know, has questioned how the HSE has allowed this to happen for so many years. And, you know, this has been known at senior level within the HSE and the Department of Health for a long, long time. This is not a new development. The audit, the internal audit that they carried out and made public at the end of last year was new, and that gave people a very, very clear picture of exactly what was happening in individual institutions. But this has been happening for a long, long time, Sean, and people knew about it.
Susan Mitchell, medical correspondent with the Sunday Business Post, thanks for joining us.